This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Alive in the Spirit. Dear friends, the Feast of the Ascension, Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, our Easter season concludes with a crescendo. Jesus ascends and the Holy Spirit descends. And we're given a window into the ultimate mystery of our faith. The Gospels for this week and the next take us into the deepest theological waters. What precisely is the nature of God? Yes, we know the rote answer from childhood. We worship one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as a kid, I was always comfortable with the concept of the Father and the Son, but vaguely unsure of where the Holy Spirit fit in. The name Holy Ghost didn't help either. You see, Casper was the only ghost I knew, and the antics of the friendly ghost made it tough for me to put the Holy Ghost in the same league as the Father and Son. Think about it this way. So much of our learning is visual. The mention of God the Father conjures up a host of familiar images, perhaps most powerfully captured by Michelangelo on the Sistine Chapel ceiling as the white-bearded creator in the clouds, giving life to a languid Adam. God as the all-loving, all-powerful parent is a concept we intuitively understand. Similarly, we don't have to reach very far for an image of Jesus, the Son, our brother, in his many familiar roles, the infant of Bethlehem, the preacher, the healer, the sacrificial victim, the risen and ascended Redeemer. Images of the Holy Spirit are nowhere near as familiar or as vivid. There's the dove hovering over Christ's baptism in the Jordan. There are Pentecostal tongues of fire inspiring the apostles. But by definition, a spirit doesn't easily lend itself to visual images. The same is true of our intuitive understanding of the role of the Holy Spirit. Creating clearly belongs to the Father. Redeeming belongs to the Son. But where does the Holy Spirit fit in? Let's start with the ancient Greek designation of the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete, literally the one who stands by the side of each and every one of us, inspiring, informing, animating, motivating, protecting, comforting, energizing, empowering. It's a daunting list of tasks, the culmination of creation and redemption. In short, the Holy Spirit is the indwelling of the divine spirit in the human spirit. So perhaps rather than visualizing the Holy Spirit as a dove or a flame or a more accurate image, perhaps it's the serenity on the face of a person under great stress, the joy of someone sharing with a person in need, the faith of a hospice patient, the courage of Christians living their faith in a cynical world. In my mind, these are images of the Holy Spirit, the moving force of God dwelling in us. While the Old Testament makes only brief reference to the Holy Spirit, Jesus introduces us to the Holy Spirit early in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But it's in the Acts and later in the epistles that the Holy Spirit comes to the fore in scores of references. Clearly, to the apostles, there was nothing vague about the Holy Spirit. In fact, some scholars refer to Acts as the gospel of the Holy Spirit, with 40 mentions in the first 13 chapters. Jesus promised his disciples the power of the Spirit of truth, and on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit delivered. The frightened fugitives in the upper room were transformed into powerhouses of evangelical grace. Inarticulate fishermen became spellbinding preachers. Marginally literate country folk became towering evangelists. Fairweather disciples became fearless martyrs. It was all as Jesus had promised. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and nothing in the world has ever been the same. That's because the faith that Jesus left us, it's not just a set of beliefs, a philosophy, or even a code of ethics. Above all, Christianity is a presence, the Holy Spirit sent to us by the risen Christ that lives within us. In baptism, we put on the Holy Spirit, and in confirmation, our own personal Pentecost. Our baptismal grace was taken to a higher level in the full embrace of the Holy Spirit. So now, fully formed as Christians, we're not only blessed, but we're meant to be a blessing, an extension of the Holy Spirit, a channel of grace to all who we touch and all who touch us. The Hebrew origin of the word Spirit is ruah, literally breath. The Holy Spirit, that's our spiritual breath of life. And through the Holy Spirit, we breathe in life-giving grace as we expel the poisons collected through human frailty. As Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit will be with us not only to our last breath, but until the last breath of the whole world. My friends, till then, we're alive in the Spirit, and we're empowered to pray with confidence in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.